Blog Talk Radio.
We've just had a really hairy moment, haven't we?
It was so technical.
Oh. It was so technical. We were trying to ring into our program from via Skype.
From sunny old UK.
From the sunny old UK here in Ramsgate, except that it isn't sunny at the moment.
No, it's grey Tupperware, but that's another story.
So it's very grey Tupperware. And Skype wasn't working for us. So anyway, thanks to wonderful, I'm afraid we're going to have to advertise TalkTalk. Actually, the call has happened. So,
we are really, really pleased that we thought of this at the last minute.
Yes.
So, it might sound a little bit different this week, but just stick with us, ladies.
Yes. So, anyway, good afternoon and welcome to episode 3 of Expressions of Women's Lives, happiness and creativity. You can tell I'm sort of like winging it at the moment because
adrenaline is up.
Our adrenaline's up and our focus has been slightly dissipated by having to choose different means of connecting with you. So today we're continuing our themes of actually helping women to become the fullest version of themselves. Now in episode 1 we looked at how women became stuck. And last week we looked at goals, and we looked at Rosie here. Now, this is Rosie Wall.
So hello, everybody. It's Rosie Wall here. I'm listening.
Yes, and Rosie Wall is Director of Creative Women, and she's going to be telling you later in the program about a very exciting one-day event here in Kent. Mondays' time.
Yes, that's right. It's at the Astor Theatre in Central Deal, where Creative Women is being put together, and I have a multitude of amazing creative souls coming along to the theatre to run their creative ventures for you on your behalf, such as beauty treatments, holistic therapies,
good talks.
Come along for conversations as well. Clara Gibson will be there.
Yes, and that's me. Just in case you weren't aware, I am Clara Gibson, and I'm life, health, and wellbeing coach with Make That Difference and Your Health in Your Hands. So anyway, today we're continuing the theme about goals, your beliefs, and nutrition. And now, Rosie, tell me, do you believe that nutrition has any relationship to how you might achieve your goals?
In all honesty, I had not quite appreciated that there could be a connection. I'm mindful that what we put in our bodies must have some relevance, and of course, I try to do reasonable amounts of things towards that, like, you know, fruit and veg, the basic stuff. But I don't think I'd quite understood that on a very basic molecular level, what you put in your body does affect the way you behave, even how you think.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, we're touching on limiting beliefs today, guys, and I look this up on the... I always look everything up. I Google it or look in the dictionary for a definition before I start an
essay. What was it? Go on, tell me.
So the definition of limiting beliefs... You're standing by, They are as follows. Do you trust what you are learning?
Okay.
Do you reject ideas that you are given, like new ideas? Do you have a fear of failure in relation to success?
That's very useful.
And do you say to yourself, I have various constraints?
Interesting.
I believe in certain rights or non-right.
Or maybe that you could or you can't afford something.
Right, kinds of excuses.
Or actually I've got excuses.
Oh,
I have so many excuses.
Hundreds of them, we're specialists.
Oh, some people are so good at excuses.
But this is a good one. I think this is key to what's keeps us with limited beliefs, Clara, because I've thought about this in relation to myself. Permission.
Do we have permission? It's interesting because many women actually have taken on beliefs, and indeed this is also true for men too. Sometimes somebody has an experience, for instance, at school or maybe within your family, and you try and do something, and what is said to you at that moment as you try to do something is, oh, my God, that's rubbish, or, oh, what an idiocy.
Oh, I can't agree with you more, Clara, because...
And so then that actually stops you from trying...
It defines you at that moment.
And all you think is you can't do it.
I know. As a teacher and as an educator, I deal with this every single day of my life. The stereotype and the self-casting that we have for ourselves that is projected onto us from other people. That could be either through bullying, supposedly, or just a kind of identity that gets attached to you. This can stay with you for life. And we are saying, do something about it. It's so exciting to think that you could challenge it.
This is true. And you see, the interesting thing is that people take a belief. Now, can I just say, at the moment, we've got a new sound that is coming in the background. And I think
it's an attractive topless builder bashing down the wall.
It could be.
It could be.
Or it might be an unattractive topless bulb.
It doesn't matter, because anyway, everybody is beautiful.
Everybody is extremely valuable and in whatever form they are. But anyway,
back to limited beliefs. Yes.
But the interesting thing is that an event happens in our lives, and we typically try and create an explanation for why it happened. And so then we create an explanation. So we don't have an understanding of why an experience happened. So we create an explanation which gives that a meaning. So, for instance, your teacher at school, I can think of a teacher who I remember drawing a picture of my deputy head, or no, the headmaster at my school. And it was a drawing that, you know, I mean, I have to admit, probably I would think it was a slightly wooden drawing, but perhaps it was actually rather appropriate of a rather wooden head and head teacher. And he might have had a wooden head too. And so because I was told that it wasn't very good, I actually took on board that I couldn't draw.
Yes, that is a classic example. And there is such a huge onus on those people of positions and power in your life, those that have authority over the way you might think or the way you might evolve, have actually been the linchpins to what is... repressing you move forward if you are still, you might not even know you're still living out that particular thing.
Yes.
But they are very, very important moments in your life that you need to maybe go back and reflect on, or if not, just try and move forward from this point and realize that those limiting beliefs need to be pushed through in order to understand certain changes.
Yes. Or else just to, you see, the interesting thing is that with limiting beliefs is we then seem to look for the evidence as we go through our lives to justify those beliefs. And we get to the point where we believe those beliefs are fact.
Well,
and the fact is that they aren't fact. All it is something that you've been telling yourself and repeating to yourself so often that your unconscious mind has accepted it, because your unconscious mind does not know what is true and what is not.
Exactly. And actually, we were just talking about this earlier, Clara, the issue of how there are lots of versions of us.
Yep.
And so even if you think of yourself in a certain way, it's absolutely critical to remember there are different versions of you. There's an administrator you. There is a, a coy you.
Yeah.
There is a hard-working, earnest, you. There's a car driving you. You know, there's a, you know, when I was driving my car the other day.
Is there a road rage you?
Yeah, well, I try to keep that under control. what we're trying to say is that there are many types of you that you need to be able mm-hmm. to unleash so that
Very
you
true.
Can address all these different components of your
and
talent.
And to make friends with them.
And absolutely. You really, there's not just one version, there's lots of versions.
And so where it sort of links in with, you know, both your goals and nutrition is that, as we were speaking about earlier,
yes.
about whether you believed that actually how you ate had any impact on your goals.
Yes.
So if you consider, so a limiting belief you would accept as a negative thought?
I would accept that.
Okay. So a negative thought actually has a very negative impact on your biochemistry. So a negative impact on your biochemistry will actually do things like it will raise your blood pressure. It might also reduce your ability to absorb your food and then to metabolize it.
So you're saying if I am stuck in, or any one person is stuck in negative thought patterns or limited beliefs that manifest in a negative way, that actually could arrest or halt your metabolism.
It can certainly impact it.
Impact on.
So you can have
fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and so you could eat the most nutritious diet in the world, but if you're a very stressy person who believes that actually, you know, that maybe you can't do something,
yes.
then you're less likely to be absorbing the nutrients that you need from your food.
So this goes back to our earlier episodes of getting on top of the psychology of where
yes.
how you are put together so that you can then jump on the train that says, welcome to nutrition.
And also just to be really effective in your life.
Yes.
Because if you consider, and it just seems that, so you and me, we have a shape. Would you agree?
Yes, I'm an ectomorph. Clara, what are you?
I must say, I probably, I don't quite.
She looks gorgeous in jeans anyway, but she won't admit to
but
she really does.
But we all, you know, I mean, we all look sort of solid. Everything looks solid. Walls look solid, but we actually also know that everything is just a collection of chemicals held together by energy and chemical reactions. And in order for us to be the most effective we can be, we need to have the right chemicals, the right and those are nutrients. The only way that everything we are made up of is stuff that either was from stars, actually. That's the lovely.
We are made of stars. We are so made of stars, Clara. I know we are.
I've heard it so many times, and then actually I heard the gorgeous Brian Cox admit, yes, I
did.
Yes.
The builder out the back any day.
He does.
Really does.
And it was so funny. The moment I said the gorgeous Brian Cook, Rosie fluttered her eyes and flushed.
Oh,
so anyway, but he says that we are that actually the carbon, which is sort of quite fundamental to our structure, is from the death of stars. We're actually made from.
Oh my God,
love
it.
Isn't it just beautiful?
I'm going to write a poem about that.
Are you?
I
Fantastic.
Might not actually include the words Brian Cox, but, you know, it's given me some inspiration.
But so, the interesting thing is that we want to put within our bodies.
Yes.
The, you know, the nutrients, the chemicals that will actually enable us to be the most sparkling, starry version of ourselves.
I love that, Clara, and I think actually this leads quite interestingly to maybe you telling us a little bit
yeah.
about what you've been on a secret mission, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have been.
You've been on a secret magic mission, and tell us where you've been and what you have experienced that links to nutrition.
Oh, okay, right. Well, part of the work I do, because I do health coaching and I do weight management coaching, and I help people with their beliefs about being healthy and their minds, their state of mind. And I've always, because I'm a qualified nurse and a qualified health visitor, and
with an MSc.
Yes, in health education. So I've done, rather a lot of learning and training and whatever's in my life, and done lots of courses. And we're going to about to have a very barking dog. And somebody's at the door, and I'm going to have to, we've got a dog that's just about to rush out, and I hope he doesn't run out onto the street. You can't ever get things. Oh, he's here. Where's he? Come here. The most important thing is to have what you need in your body. So I have, in the last, I got slightly distracted at the idea that my dog might run out into the street.
No, I had it under control.
So Rosie did have it under control. So anyway, I've always understood that nutrition was very fundamental to our health and our well-being and our neurological functioning. It's really very, very interesting when you get people to take the right nutrients that actually their state of mind and their ability to learn new habits of thinking actually improves quite radically. So I, as a health visitor, you're only allowed to really recommend anything where there is sufficient scientific evidence. And some time ago I was introduced to a company called USANA Health Sciences, who do make the world's most highly awarded and rated nutritional supplements. So I have just come back from my third convention with them. Three full days of back-to-back seminars, learnings, really, really amazing talks. And USANA they're one of the few companies in the world that produce their products to what's known as pharmaceutical good manufacturing practice, which means that unlike an awful lot of products, even the food that you eat, you get to know exactly what you're putting in your mouth. Because, I don't know, Rosie, do you ever eat, processed food? Do you ever eat processed food?
Yes, I confessed on our last episode, Clara, to even during my dieting years, where I was more conscious of my weight appearance thing, that I would resort to processed food, simply because of time, mm-hmm. and it's delish. And I enjoy it. It's just okay. Quick. And I also, as a woman, I'm a very rare woman, I cannot stand cooking.
Okay.
I sit down when I'm frying. I would lay down if I could. I have no interest in the kitchen whatsoever. So, it's a double problem for me, because I think if you need to put together nutritious food, mm-hmm. it can be very time consuming in that thing called the kitchen. So I don't know, there might be other women out there like that that's similar, but probably not. I don't know.
Actually, I've just earwigged something that was really very interesting. Now that sounds like a limiting belief, Rosie.
Oh, I love it when there are lots of dots connecting. You're not going to be able to make me enjoy the kitchen. Six best friends in the world will they can phone in and confirm the situation.
Okay, but actually that is a limiting belief I'm hearing.
All right.
That actually it takes a long time to create food that might be good for you. And so, but anyway, the point that I was making was about processed food.
Yes.
And actually, whether you know every single thing that is in it.
Can I just take this moment to say that I was brought up by the most amazing people in the history of the world, my lovely uncle and my wonderful auntie. And they were the most amazing organic growers of vegetables and so forth.
Very good.
So I grew up in sunny Tring. Hello, Tringites, if you're out there. And these two people basically took it in rotation to do the farming and the cropping and the so forth. And I ate wonderful gooseberries and raspberries and cabbages and all that growing up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite appreciate how lucky I was at the time. My uncle was the first person in Tring to own a Sinclair C5 run off electricity. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was considered completely mad and eccentric.
Nutty, yeah.
Here comes the nutter. He wore a red bobble hat and drove down the high street in his Sinclair C5. Imagine that. But he was ahead of his time because he believed in a concept of everything being natural.
Oh.
So I think it's important that we do think about green issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we think about organic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm a lay person when it comes to nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that those broad beliefs are in the right direction?
They are in the right direction, but I also think it's quite interesting. So would you, may I just question whether you might think that nutritional supplements were natural or not?
Ooh, I suppose just from a layperson's perspective, I think they're all the magical things crushed down and put into capsules. Yes, so they might be beneficial, but for me it would be the problem would be habitual taking them of a certain time and behaving in a certain pattern, and also whether I could commit to it for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're my natural concerns about anything like that. So I start taking vitamins, for example, and then I think, oh God, this is so boring. You know, boring, it's that word again, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I suppose you need...
But that's also a belief.
That's a belief.
That's a limiting
I suppose
belief.
That's true. Yeah, that is.
You see, it's very interesting what we tell ourselves, you know, because there are some things, I bet you, that you would not go through the day without doing, like cleaning your teeth, perhaps.
That's true, yes.
Okay, and maybe putting some makeup on before you go out.
Definitely the eyeliner.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and putting clothes on before you go out.
Yes.
So these are all beliefs, you see, of things that we must do to present ourselves to the world. Do you see?
I'll be at Creative Women in a couple of weeks with my bra on the outside.
But, you see, I mean, it's very, very interesting. But so actually, in the getting back to the bit about processed food,
yes.
Would you say that you absolutely could 100% put your hand on your heart and say, I know exactly what is in this
food. No, I agree with you there. I do not know what is in processed
food. Okay, and if you consider that most people eat fairly, I mean, the majority of people eat a lot of processed food. You have no idea what is in it. You see, when you buy a nutritional supplement made according to pharmaceutical good manufacturing process, the one thing you can be absolutely certain of is that you know exactly what is in it. You also know that it will most certainly dissolve and be able to be absorbed by your small intestine. And so that is one of the reasons why I sort of got into working with USANA Health Sciences. There is solid scientific evidence, and I've seen amazing evidence of how when people take those particular supplements, their ability to raise themselves from near lifelong depressive habits of thinking have actually raised themselves, and they've managed to adopt good, healthy patterns of thinking. They've then been able to achieve their goals. And actually, when you have good habits of thinking, you're able to become more creative. You see, the thing is with the very interesting thing about very stressful thinking is that when somebody's acutely stressed, their brain experiences about 1,400 different biochemical changes which actually close your brain down from being able to do anything other than rely on what I would call really the default setting of thinking, which is most, for most people, is the one that they've done most and very often is not the most helpful. You see, whereas in order to have positive habits of thinking and to be able to see possibilities, which means that instead of going down to sort of a myopic form of thinking, you actually have choice with positive thinking, you know. And so the importance of actually putting the right nutrients within your body so that you can have the best thinking, so that you can have the best reactions, so that your body can function at the best level, so that you have the best energy, is, I'm afraid, as far as I can see, completely and utterly made. But I've also seen, in my own experience, I've actually seen the physical benefits for me. I've seen the physical benefits with others. I've also seen the compounding benefit of actually having learnt good habits of thinking for myself. Because I have to say, you see, I grew up and experienced extreme depression at times in my life. Would very easily flip down the sort of like the endless tunnel of darkness, and have managed to really, I would say, sure, I might every now and then sort of get flipped downwards, but otherwise I would say the benefits of thinking, good positive thinking, which gives me good positive biochemistry, plus good positive eating and nutrients in my body, actually have made vast differences.
Well, we were just actually agreeing with each other that we were spectacular creations, and look where we are right now in our lives. And I think that that is a testament to how we have reconfigured the way we think about certain things mm-hmm. in a positive direction.
Yeah.
And that's why, ladies, you've got to come along to Creative Women
on Monday, the 26th of September, at the Astor Theatre in Deal,
where we will both be there
between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
And we want to very much interview you for the radio station so that we can put your views out live.
Yes, we will be running the program live earlier in the day, about 2 o'clock rather than 4 p.m. And then you will be able to send people to listen to you on Blog Talk Radio, Expressions of...
You can put it on your face page.
You can put it on your face page.
And you'll be able to taste Clara's amazing milkshakes.
Yeah, or protein shakes.
Yeah, protein shakes.
Yeah, and try beautiful preserves.
And experience all the other lovely things too. So we really hope to see you there, ladies, and we hope you've enjoyed today's slightly rambling, I think, episode, but we've loved speaking with you today. So.
And our next episode will be before that. It will be at this time, 4 o'clock on the 12th of September, and we will be looking at how you unleash your creative being inside you in preparation for Monday the 26th
yes.
at the Astor Theatre in Deal. So for now, we would like to say...
Goodbye, ladies.
Goodbye.
We wish you all the joys in the world because we are all full of stars.
Oh, we are full of stars.
We're
it's
full
so
of stars,
lovely.
Ladies.
Yes, so have a really wonderful week and lots of love to you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.